Hello, my name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I will welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast today. I pray today that these words that come across your airways, that they'll be an encouragement to you. I only have a few minutes in this broadcast, but I want to give you some encouragement. Lord, please touch my listeners today. Touch them, bless them, encourage them. Let them know that they must be born again. And the only way that we can receive salvation is through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that we must be washed in the blood, that our sins could be forgiven, never to be brought up against us again. Knowing, Lord, that you did not come to condemn us, but you came to give us life and give it more abundantly through salvation. Not only that we can have an abundant life here, but we can have an eternal home in heaven with you. God, please bless the people today and help them to see your plan of salvation. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read from Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. In this portion of scripture, Paul and Silas met with a woman that had demons in her, and she had a demon of fortune telling. Let me tell you something. Let me just stop for, as we say, a station identification here. If you're doing the Ouija board, horoscopes, Dungeons and Dragons and all of this and reading your fortune, that's demonic. You better leave that mess alone. You're going to conjure up something you wish you hadn't conjured up. And this woman, I had gotten into that. And listen, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm going to say here now. She was a fortune teller, and her masters made gain from her. If you're into that witchcraft, and that is witchcraft, you're masters. And yes, you don't have a master. You have masters that's making a gain of you. The devil is only using you, and when he is through with you, he's going to dispose of you, and you're going to end up in the devil's hell. You have masters over you. When you open the door to a devil, he brings many with him. He just don't cut. When you go to the grocery store, you don't buy a slice of bread, you get the whole loaf. And that's how it is when you deal within demonic fortune telling and soothsaying, and that's what happened to her. And the remedy for her is the same remedy for you. Paul and Silas, Paul cast that devil out, and when the masters had no more control over her, and that's what will break bondage off of your life when you call the name of Jesus. They cast the devil out in the name of Jesus. You cannot coexist with the devil. You got to cast him out, and you can only do that through the name of Jesus. Not any other way. It's only through the name of Jesus. But when this happened, the masters, they couldn't rule over her, so they tried to rule over God's preachers. They had them bought up before the magistrates. They had them laid with many stripes, and they put them in prison. But that didn't stop the power of God. When Paul and Silas got down in prison at the midnight hour, the Bible says they began to pray and praise God. An earthquake came. It shook the prison. And not only did it shake the prison, and Paul and Silas' chains were fell off, but all the rest of the prisoners, their doors were open and their chains fell off because they heard Paul and Silas pray. You better watch how you mess with the power of God. Let me tell you, God just did not deliver that girl that day who masters had control of her. He sent his salvation down into the prison, and the prisoners were delivered and set free, and the jailer even came in and got saved. There is no limitation. When you learn to pray and praise, things are going to shake up around you. Prison doors are going to open. Chains are going to break off. If you want deliverance in your house, get down right now and begin to praise God. Begin to pray and praise God and seek His face. And the prisoners will be set free in your life. And those that are possessed of the devil will be set free. And there will be no more evil masters in your house. It's preaching doom and gloom to you, but bringing salvation and joy and deliverance. What do you want today? It's who and what you worship and who and what you praise. It's what's being produced in your life. And if you don't have God, you don't have peace, and you don't have deliverance, I beg of you today, seek God's face, praise Him, worship Him, and let God bring deliverance and victory into your house. God bless you today. Thank you for listening to the broadcast, and I pray that your eyes be upon Jesus, and He wants to bless you and wants to bring you joy to your heart.